Are you tired of scrolling aimlessly on your streaming services to find something to watch? Region Nerd Alert is back at it again with another list of movies and shows to watch via streaming. There are always new trends on Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon Prime, and we keep you up to date with all of them. Come hit refresh on your current watch list and listen to this edition of Region Nerd Alert this Saturday at 7 p.m. right here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. And welcome, everyone.
Hello there.
What's going on?
You are listening to Region Nerd Alert on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM, streaming worldwide on lakeshorepublicradio.org. And if you missed this episode or caught the beginning and you're like, man, I can't listen to it right now, but I wish it was on later. Welp, it is. It's on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcast.
There's an application for that.
What application is that?
The NPR One app.
There it is. There it is. And if you just got to type in Google, Region Nerd Alert, and then there's plenty of things that you'll probably find us to listen to. But anyways, I am your host, Jose. I will not say my last name.
I can't remember. Withheld.
But,
redacted. Yeah.
And we are here in the lovely Lakeshore Studios. And to my left and his left are my co-host, and they will say their names now.
Ooh, sick boy. 3 C's, 3 I's, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Follow my photography at Singularity Photography.
There we go. And if you go in the past before him saying that, I said to his left, there is another.
And it's me. It's Skylar Olatho on most platforms, bandcamp.com, Olatho Von Allier, all my music and stuff. I do things.
You do things. And had of an album out on the Bandcamp.
There's an album out. Check it out.
And check out another episode of Region Nerd Alert. We actually did that whole album. Had an hour special.
Check that out.
Check it out, too. Yeah. So today, as you heard from the intro, we're going to be just talking. We're just going to be walking. And we're just going to be flocking.
I like it.
Because we're going to talk about some streaming again. Because COVID-19 is here. And it seems like it's being nestled in. Right now in Indiana, there's starting to get a little more lenient with the phases, but
It's still.
But
it lingers.
But if you're in your house and you're starting to get bored, you're starting to get a little stir crazy, it's okay because the weather is starting to get nice. But if you don't want to, you know, enjoy the weather, we're here to give you another streaming episode.
If you're like me, I don't like being outside.
Outside the doors.
I burn, like, instantly, so.
The sun is out. Oh, man, I've been having so much energy lately because of the vitamins from the sun.
I've got a great tan on my radiant.
I was about to say, you are essentially a plant going through photosynthesis.
I am, like, the sun. I rise with the sun and gives me all my energy throughout the day. And the moon, too, but that's another story. But anyways, yeah, we're here, and there's actually some announcements. I want to get through those real quick.
Mm-hmm.
First one being Last of Us 2. I know last episode we were talking about it, but it actually has a release date now. There's a trailer came out, and it's actually really close. We are talking right now. It is May 27th, a Wednesday, and it comes out June 19th.
Oh, holy nice.
Yeah, that is really soon, and sort of puts me in panic mode to finish.
2.5 weeks, 3 weeks?
Yeah, it has me panic mode finishing Dead by Daylight. No, not Dead by Daylight, but that is another announcement. Death Stranding, because I have not finished it yet. I wonder how many episodes I've talked about Death Stranding playing it, and I have not yet.
At least two.
It's been months.
It's been months if you're following along. Sigh. But anyways. No, I love you, Sigh. But anyways, yes, Death Stranding. Have not yet beaten it. I want to beat it so I can play Last of Us 1.
And I can borrow it after that?
And then you can borrow it, or whoever wants to borrow it. And Last of Us 2 is coming out.
You've been supposed to borrow Sekiro for like 2 years now.
It's been...
Game hasn't even been out 2 years. You've been supposed to borrow it.
I was like, after Death Stranding, I'll borrow Sekiro. Never had. Dang, and then Trials of Mana came out. I got to get that.
That's been out for 30 years. You can play that anytime.
just previously got remastered, but yeah, it is out. Final Fantasy VII, out and about. But anyways, yeah, Last of Us 2. They've showed us a lot of gameplay on the trailers and stuff, and super stoked about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you. You said that you've been replaying Last of Us 1.
Yeah, I've been doing a little bit. I kind of put it on the back burner for now, but I got a decent chunk of the way through, just to kind of refeel the feels of everything, getting me ready for part two.
Oh, the fantastic. I know it's going to be a fantastic story.
The replay through of one, I forgot how intense it was the entire time.
Like Death Stranding, don't get me wrong. Death Stranding is a great game, and the gameplay is great and different and unique. But I'm just ready for an action game. RPG tech, like, has some elements in it.
And it's so on rails, too, though. But it's, like, not to the point where you feel like you're on rails. You know what I mean?
Rails?
It's a linear game. Oh, it's not open world at all.
Exactly.
It's on rails, but it feels so good.
I miss that. A really well-put-together game like that, storyline.
Because I'm so used to everything's open world now.
Everything.
Everything's open world. And don't get me wrong, I love open world.
Don't get me wrong, I love it too.
You're getting me wrong.
No, but there's something about just like an old-school, just playthrough, linear game that can just keep your attention the entire way, the way that like Last of Us did.
Exactly.
So good.
So Last of Us 2 coming out June 19th, pretty soon, pretty soon. And another, speaking of linear gameplay, that's cool. That can mean so many things. But Dead by Daylight has a new expansion coming out, or if it's not already out. And
it's PTB is the test build is out right now.
Oh, is it? Okay.
You mentioned it yesterday. I popped on Twitch. People are playing Pyramid Head.
Oh, snap.
It's on the test.
Well, Dead by Daylight is a game. It's a, what, 4v or 4v1, right?
4v1, yeah. Four survivors, one killer.
Yeah, there's a killer. It's based on all your horror movies, and they have it's basically a game where the killer tries to kill and everyone else just tries to survive and get out of the environment. And they're based on old horror movie characters, like Freddy's in there. They got Pigface from Saw. They got Michael Myers.
All of the DLC characters, I think, for the most part, are characters that you know from horror, and then everything else is
just
their
other
own,
like, killers and stuff.
Yeah, like OG.
Yeah, they're original. The person on the
OCs,
the person on the case is the trapper, which is their original character.
The Japanese ghost looks cool.
She does.
She's sweet.
I played like maybe 10 seconds of this game, but I watched like a 40-minute video about the killers. I'm like, Japanese ghost is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a really cool, interesting game, and it's compared to a lot of multiplayer games, you hear a lot of like flack from it, and I'm sure that Dead by Daylight has its like downs.
It's unholy, like repetitive. The survivors do generators and open doors.
But with, I think there's like 18 to 20 different killers, and they're all pretty unique, and they are pretty well to the game, or at least the rules of the game.
The survivors basically are just skins, and then, well, once you unlock their
perks and
their
stuff,
perk abilities, then they're just skins after that point, but the killers are actually unique beings.
Anyway, so that's Dead by Daylight, and the expansion is Silent Hill, which is one of, as you know, one of my
crazy
favorites.
Exciting.
And I actually like how they sort of paid homage to multiple games. The map, I think it's Midwich Elementary School, is modeled after Silent Hill 1, and Pyramid Head, his design is from Silent Hill 2, and then Cheryl is the protagonist of Silent Hill 3. And I think they hit it on the head in regards to the original OG 3, you know.
They basically hit the entire Silent Hill altogether, the main story plot.
And it's what I didn't know reading up on it is that they add like Easter eggs into like some of the maps that are like specific to like the killers and the other people. So I didn't know that. Like they said Silent Hill will be full of or Midwich Elementary will be full of little Easter eggs that if you played the original Silent Hill games, you'll understand the nods. And
oh, that's pretty sweet. Nice.
Yeah. And
now, do we know if that map is like fully inside the school? Because there's also another school where there's like an inside outside type thing.
There's an inside outside, and if you know Silent Hill, like there's an, it's like an alternate dimension where everything's decaying and rotting, and it shows that like in the school. So it's almost like a decayed school, and then outside you see like satanic ritual stuff of like, you know, the halo of the sun and cages, and it's really really cool.
To give a good description of it, if you've seen Stranger Things, think of the Upside Down.
Oh, yeah, perfect description. Yeah, Stranger Things,
except it's right side up.
Baby.
But speaking of Stranger Things, they're also in Dead by Daylight, I believe.
Yes. That was the last one. Gorgon. Demigorgon.
The Demigorgon, yep. And then I forgot their names, Philip and Ashley or whatever.
Yeah, Sam and Sam or something.
Something like that. But anyways, yeah, so I definitely pick up Dead by Daylight. Highly recommend it.
I'm actually reinstalling it now.
I need to reinstall mine as well.
So it's never been uninstalled from mine. I've been begging y'all to play, and now Silent Hill is here, and now everyone wants to play.
I'm doing exactly. It because you guys have been hounding me about it, so.
I'm doing it. I'm not bandwagon nothing. The only reason I'm playing is because Silent Hill. I ain't going to try to lie to you.
And I ain't even trying to hear no lies, because I know the truth.
Okay, look. I was on the loading screen, or like to get into the game, the sign-in screen or whatever, mm-hmm. for like 10 minutes. And then the game crashed. And I was like, yeah, no, that's not happening.
Some of the queue times, especially in PlayStation.
The queue times are what get to me.
Once I hit that, nah.
That's why I'm like, if we can get like the whole squadron together so we don't have to queue at all, I think that'd be super fun. But like with those types of games, that's one of the reasons I don't play as Skyler, because I don't like queuing with random people, mm-hmm. like you guys know me. But it's definitely a very fun. Anyways, another announcement. Recent Magic release, right?
Ikoria.
We were picking up some things, and
I've bought so much of Ikoria already.
And they actually had a recent release, or not a release, but a recent announcement in regards to companions.
I have not read that yet.
I also have not read it. I was hoping that you guys.
No. I do know companions are a huge problem right now, and people don't.
A lot of people are thinking like they're just going to ban it outright.
I would almost say so, because from what I've seen, basically in like professional Magic, they said that 75% of the decks, if not maybe a little bit more than what they normally saw at like tournaments, have now added companions to the decks. Like, they've basically tweaked, or 75% of the decks have tweaked their decks to the point where they can add a companion because it's a free card.
Yeah. Actually, the announcement is to be made June 1st in regards to the next bans.
Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if they banned it. It's kind of stupid, but
Lurrus is going down.
Well, Lurrus is a...
Is that the cat?
Yeah. Lurrus is a disaster for Legacy.
Mm. But anyways... Yes, Ikoria is out. If you're a fan of Magic the Gathering, go pick that up. Pre-release packs, whatnot. Giggity. But anyways, let's get on to the streaming a little bit. And I feel like a good segue to that is relating to some of the announcements in regards to streaming. As you know, Netflix has gotten a lot of new things, and we're going to talk about it. But one of my favorite Netflix shows, The Umbrella Academy, announced that it's finally getting its season 2 release. Nice. And that is July 31st. So expect to see Umbrella Academy season 2 July 31st.
I've seen not one episode of that show.
It's a really great show.
I hear nothing but great things about it. I haven't seen a single episode.
Gerard Way, I think his name is, mm-hmm. from My Chemical Romance.
Yeah.
He helps produce it.
Oh, nice.
It. I think I think he writes the comics for it, like the Umbrella Academy comics, because I believe it's a Dark Horse comic.
That's super cool.
Yeah, and he helped with the show as well. So, and it's actually really good. Like, there's a lot of like, it reminds me of a DC universe, but sort of not. Like, it's dark, but it's not like
completely a horse.
My parents, no, you know. But that's definitely worth a watch if you haven't seen it. They basically, it's the story about these kids, they're orphans, but they're born on this specific date, so they all have, like, superpowers, basically. Mm. And who's the girl from Juno?
Ellen Page.
Ellen Page. She's in it as well.
I love Ellen Page.
Yeah, and they do it.
Also from The Last of Us.
And that's actually a big, they had a big lawsuit because of that, because Ellen Page sued him for her likeness of in Last of Us. Did you know that?
I literally thought she played the person.
No.
No, they just...
She's in, not Heavy Rain.
I thought she was the voice of the person.
I think it is Heavy Rain.
Between Two Souls?
Or Beyond Two Souls, there it is.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, she's actually in that. Like, that's her acting in it.
Someone go back real quick. You said Gerard Way is as making the show or is a part of making the show?
Yeah, season one's out now. Yeah.
So once he's gone, his memory will carry on, is what you're saying.
Mike, you gotta leave.
All right. Well, that was Region Nerd Alert on Lake Shore. We're gonna cut it a little early today.
That's a little My Chemical Romance for you guys.
but yeah, definitely worth it. Now, it is 18 minutes in. We're gonna get to your giant list of. Today's episode is gonna be called Mike's giant list of what he's been doing during quarantine.
God, the whole thing. I have so many movies on this list.
Before we get to that, I just want to. Umbrella Academy, and I'm pretty good for announcements.
I was about to say, well, you wanted to do the Avatar too.
Oh, I will talk about Avatar, but I will get lost in tangent territory. So that's why.
Oh, okay. I really don't have. Like, I have a lot of movies on this list, but this is everything I've been watching, all right?
You say the movie names, I'll rate them.
Okay.
Okay, you say the movie names, you rate them, and then also say where you can find them.
Okay. Spider-Man Homecoming.
Good.
Where can you find that?
I actually had to rent these two, because on Disney+. Plus. I had to rent them through Amazon Prime.
I've been wanting to watch, because I've been rewatching. I'm on phase two now of the whole Avengers, the whole Avengers arc thing, and I wish that Spider-Man.
See, I've been jumping around a lot, so unless I say otherwise, assume it's Amazon Prime.
Okay,
all right,
to rent.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I got Spider-Man: Homecoming, Far From Home.
All right.
Never
seen them, but the good. I heard good things.
They're pretty good. Far From Home, the like end credits thing kind of got me some kind of. I'm curious to see where they go with that. These two, one is on Disney Plus, the other one's on Netflix.
Okay.
Ant-Man and Ant-Man and the Wasp. I'm finally catching up on all the old Marvel stuff that I haven't
seen. Are they separate?
Yeah.
Like, they're not on one?
Yeah.
Like one's on.
Yep, because Disney Plus has the rights to one, and then Netflix has the rights to the other one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Decent, I guess. Decent.
Yeah.
That kind of sucks for me. Like, well, I have them both, so it doesn't suck for me. But, I want to watch the whole thing in marathon.
Yeah,
you kind of can't because of the.
It's really annoying.
Gotta switch apps. Oh, my God.
It's really annoying. I watched Star Wars Rise of Skywalker.
I have not seen that. I need to watch it.
That movie was annoying.
Annoying? It is out. Actually, that is another announcement. If you haven't, on May the 4th, they released. Now you can watch every Star Wars movie on Disney Plus.
Yep. Yeah, that was after I rented this one.
Oh, was it?
I had to rent this one. And
I think you told me about
that. The next day, I was like, oh, hey, look, it's on Disney Plus.
Dang.
Cool.
That was me with Frozen 2. I was like, everyone keeps pestering me about it. I'll rent it. Okay, I got some free time. And then, like, the next day, they were like, because you've been in COVID mode, we're going to give you Frozen 2. And I was like, oh, that does nothing for me.
Thanks, you billion-dollar corporations.
Thank you so much. Next one, The Raid Redemption. The Raid Redemption. If you want to see,
no comment.
Huh?
Is that a movie?
Yeah, it's a movie.
The Raid.
It's about this group of SWAT team that goes into an apartment buildings.
A complex?
Yeah. There you go. They go in there and it's run by organized crime syndicate. And
so you're talking about Judge Dredd movie.
It's Judge Dredd.
The Riot?
It's Judge Dredd, but like super kung fu.
Kung fu?
Yeah, it's
Judge you Dredd?
What?
Anyways, it's such a good action movie. John Wick before
John
Wick.
Is it American or?
No, it's I forgot what language it's in.
East Asian? Over there?
So, yeah. I watched that and the second one.
Where can we find that?
Amazon Prime. Unless I say otherwise, again, all these have been on Amazon Prime.
Might have to slap my eyeballs against that tonight.
I watched Taken 1, 2, and 3.
Liam
Neeson. Taken 1 and 2 are great. 3 infuriates me to the point where it's getting close.
Did you say nothing's taken in three?
Yeah, there's no
common sense is out the window.
Yeah, there's nothing taken in three. So let me go on my little tirade real quick. Okay, so
taken two and Tooken.
Yeah, taken three. No one actually gets like taken for real. Like the whole premise isn't around somebody being taken. The premise is around somebody dying and framing Liam Neeson for it to prove his innocence. He assaults probably 50 cops, steals cars, totals cars, drives the wrong way at 110 miles an hour down a freeway.
To prove his innocence.
He breaks hundreds of thousands of laws. That's
what you got to do.
To prove his innocence. In a movie called Taken where nobody actually gets taken.
Wow.
And that's all I'm going to say on that. I could say more.
No,
his
character gets taken into consideration.
Yeah.
And they're slandering.
Yeah. And the ending is what got me. I'm just not gonna get taken. I'm just gonna say the ending because I don't want anybody to watch this. He's with the police chief, played by Forrest Whitaker. All right, good old Forrest Whitaker. Yeah.
You said the eye.
I said good guy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Anyways, go ahead.
Anyways, he's with Forrest Whitaker, and Forrest Whitaker goes, "I knew you were innocent the whole time." Blah blah blah. And he goes, "So are we good?" And he goes, "Yeah, we're good." And he just lets him get up and walk away. Any normal police chief would have been like, "Actually, we're not. Sit down. We got to talk about this laundry list that you did here."
I knew you were innocent the whole time. Why'd you do all this dumb stuff?
Yeah. Well, first of all, there's 50 accounts of assault to my police officer, so that's life right there. So yeah, don't watch Taken 3. Next, The Joker.
Where's that?
I finally watched The Joker.
Amazon. Did you have to rent it?
I did.
Joker. Like not with.
In my opinion, it's worth one watch.
It is worth one watch. It's a good movie, but
it makes me feel bad.
It makes me feel real bad for him. Like I don't know. It's a hard watch at some points.
Right.
Where like the whole like story thing about like him killing three people and then all of a sudden it's a straight up revolution. It's kind of stupid. They hint at it in the story, but I don't know. I don't see it personally. Mm-hmm.
It's too real for me. Like him getting like crapped on at work. Like the scene when he's like pulling his shoes apart to get ready for work in the locker room, and he's like on the edge. Mm-hmm. Too freaking real for me.
Yeah, like I said, it's a hard movie to watch at some points, especially if you have like mental issues and like you know problems like that.
It's definitely a good movie. But, yeah, like you said, it's hard to watch.
Yeah, it's at certain points.
I think it won an Oscar, didn't it?
I think so. Joaquin Phoenix is unbelievable in that movie.
Oh, I love his take on it, too. He was like, "I'm not going to follow, like, Heath Ledger's footsteps or anyone's footsteps. I'm going to see this character that's written for me and then do him as I'm going to do him with, like, no outside forces." And then that's what came out of it.
Treat it like any other movie, any other character.
Mm-hmm.
That was a real good movie. Speaking of good movies, Kingsman 1 and 2.
I've been wanting to watch that.
Those movies are so good.
I seen it once at your house, but I was like on the floor. I don't know what I was doing.
I don't remember watching the movie at all, period.
I remember it was played, and I don't think anyone paid attention to it.
But yeah, Kingsman 1 and 2 are so good. So is the next movie, Baby Driver.
Is that the one with the boss baby, or is that boss baby?
That's boss baby.
Okay, I just
Baby Driver is
on Netflix, by the way.
Yeah, it's this young guy who's just an unbelievable driver. He goes on bank heists and he does everything to the beat and rhythm of old music. So he's constantly got his headphones in and shades.
What is the movie called again?
Baby Driver.
Not a baby.
It's not Drive with Ryan Gosling.
That's not Drive.
It's not Drive.
So he's got his headphones in. He's constantly listening to old R&B and you know things like that. And he's driving to the music. Everything he does is to older music, and it's really good.
So is it like I forgot the word, like dietetic or something? Like is it like the whole movie like set to the music, or is it just more like
there's a lot of parts that are set to the music?
Okay.
Like they're in one scene in particular, he's walking to go get coffee because after every
heist, is it better than Suicide Squad?
And where's one scene?
Because Suicide Squad's kind of like a music video. I heard
we're not talking about Suicide Squad here. So there's one scene in particular. After every heist, he goes and gets the crew coffee, and he's walking down the street, and the track is playing, and he's dancing to it and going about his thing.
Dancing baby.
Yeah, yeah. And as he's walking, you see words painted on the walls or on signs, everything matching the lyrics.
Oh. So is the whole movie stylized like that?
Kind of.
Okay. I gotta see that.
It's pretty good. I recommend it.
Is it on Amazon?
It is on Netflix.
I gotta watch that. That actually sounds pretty. I had no idea what it was about. Who's the main guy in it?
I don't know his name. He's a younger guy. I don't know. I'll look it up. The guy who was in The Punisher is in it though.
Like the TV show or the?
Oh yeah, the guy the Netflix one.
Mm.
Next is Dune. I have nothing to say on
Love Dune.
I have nothing to say on Dune because I could not.
What was a slow burn.
What
it
is
was
Dune?
Impenetrable.
Is it a movie or?
So Dune is David Lynch.
Oh,
it's a sci-fi film.
Is that on Amazon? What is that?
Amazon.
Yeah, I had to rent that one.
I wouldn't mind watching that.
It's so good.
It is a really slow burn, and it's one of those things like you've got to be paying attention to it, otherwise you just drift.
You have to be interested in David Lynch already.
Yeah,
because that keeps you interested.
I was
going
to say
movie.
To watch a David it Lynch is, movie, you got to really, mentally prepare yourself.
It is a really weird movie. Next is Unleashed, which is
Jet Li.
Yeah, Jet Li.
Ooh, that's a good movie.
That was so good. I've been wanting to watch that movie for quite a while.
Is that the one where it's set in like old Chinese time?
No. This one is set like I was going to say like nowadays, but it's like 2000, you know, whatever. But Jet Li has a collar on, and he's like, I don't want to say autistic, but he's like
unleashed. Or leashed?
He's leashed. He doesn't know things. Like he's been like isolated socially his entire life,
mm-hmm.
and he doesn't speak. He can like barely read. He doesn't know what a fork is, like things like that. But the second the collar comes off, he turns into a killing machine. Like right at the beginning of the movie, like his boss, because his mob boss guy is keeping him like a dog. Basically,
Yeah, I have not seen this one. I was thinking of the one where it was set in old China. I forgot what it was called. Anyways, continue.
It's pretty good.
And you said it's called Unchained?
Unleashed.
Unleashed.
Priest was another one.
Is that the scary movie?
No, this one's an action movie. This one had potential, but it kind of flopped. Basically, the world is run by a mega church, and vampires pretty much destroyed the world.
This was that one that I was Fearless.
Fearless.
Yeah. This was the one with the guy from Legion.
Yes.
Is that the scary movie?
Legion is a scary movie. Okay, yeah. Priest is not.
Okay.
It was the world's run by a mega church, and it's in sectors. Mm-hmm. Each sector is a giant city where the smog blacks out the sun.
Oh, is this a post-apocalyptic type movie?
Kind of, yes.
Imagine like dystopian? The world of Blade and
Blade Runner.
Blade Runner.
Ion
and,
Flux.
Underworld.
Oh. Yeah,
it's like how that is put
together.
Yeah,
like there's.
Just seen Underworld yesterday. By the way. That's crazy that you're saying. And
I need to watch Underworld again because I don't remember them.
They're on Netflix.
I need to check them out.
Ooh, what's her name?
Kate Beckinsale.
Oh, Kate Beckinsale.
Is that her real name?
Yeah.
Real smart. I'm real smart.
I will say, out of all the vampire movies and the way they do the teeth, it feels like she has like a pair of 25-cent plastic teeth in.
Yeah. Oh, they're all talking with real big mouths.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm not good.
You're going to awaken Marcus.
It's pretty bad. But it is. It's a great movie. I believe, I could be wrong, but I think Kidney Thieves is how I found Kidney Thieves. Because they do some of the soundtrack in Underworld 1. But anyways, continue.
Nice.
You said it's called?
Priest.
Priest. And it's sort of like
It's like Blade Runner meets Blade meets Underworld.
I like that.
The cities, where I said it had potential but it lost it, is the cities are like they're grimy, they're disgusting. Again, there's smog blacking out the sun. There's every 10 seconds there's this giant monitor, there's giant monitors all over the place that says to go against the church is to go against God.
Mm.
And there's all sorts of like just religious propaganda.
It sounds
all
like
over the place.
Equilibrium. Reskin.
I was like, that's such a cool concept, but it ended up turning into just a generic action flick. And like, I was like, I wish they would have explored this a little more because
I got to check it out. Yeah.
It's so cool. Next, Rush Hour 1, 2, and 3.
Gold. God, watch
absolute
them.
Gold. Kind of problematic at points, but it's still funny.
Oh, yeah. It's the cultures colliding, and there's a lot of misunderstandings. And
yeah, it gets a little racist at points. I'm like, ugh. I don't know.
Great movie, though. Great movie.
Yeah.
Movie of its time.
Next, Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter.
Also racist.
I was laughing so hard at this movie just because of how just absurd it was.
Oh my god!
Abraham Lincoln's decapitating vampires.
And that's on Amazon.
Silver. That one I had to rent.
Rent.
It's a silver axe. It's ridiculous. Shanghai Noon and Shanghai Night
with Owen Wilson.
Yeah,
never seen them.
Those are hilarious.
Wait, is it Owen Wilson?
Yeah,
Owen Wilson,
Jackie Chan. Nice.
Next, Robots. That is the most 2000s movie I've ever seen in my life.
Like the cartoon robots?
Yeah.
Like with the little clinky clinks?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
DreamWorks?
Yes. It is the most 2000s movie I've ever seen in my life.
I have not seen that.
That is such a... Like, when you said that, the whole thing popped in my head, and I hadn't thought about it in years.
That's how all those clinkety clinks.
That's how I started watching, because I was like, robots? Why do I know that? Well, I'm watching robots now.
Holy moly. And what's that on? That's on Amazon?
Yeah.
Man, I have not seen that in such a long time. That's almost in the same regard. I feel like it came around the same time as, not Osmosis Jones, but that's also a good one.
Oh, that one's a killer for me.
Shark Tale. Remember Shark Tale?
Oh, God, Shark Tale.
With Will Smith as the little thing. It was like they're finding Nemo.
I forgot.
And he ran like a car wash.
No, it's a whale wash, dude.
Whale wash.
Dude, we're cutting deep here.
Oh, yeah,
dude.
My memory is being split in twain.
I forgot the shark. Like, one, the Shark Tale hit me square in the forehead like an axe. And then the sledgehammer coming behind to drive the axe further was the Will Smith comment.
Dude, we're opening so many doors.
Oh, dude.
next was Equalizer 1 and 2.
Equalizer. Now, is that
what's Denzel.
That's
Channing Tatum? Not Channing Tatum. Jason Statham?
Denzel,
no,
right?
No, that's Denzel.
Oh, Denzel. Oh,
you're thinking, yeah. You're thinking...
Crank or something like that?
Crank and...
The Beequalizer.
What was this other...
Transporter,
there you go.
All these random freaking word salad. I just learned that. I was hoping to use that in this podcast, word salad. Anyways, go
ahead. Equalizer 1 and 2, think of them as John Wick. John Wick, but smoother, if that makes any sense. Like, John Wick, but more, like, righteous and smoother. It's a hard thing.
So Shaft. Shaft is like John Wick.
No, not Shaft.
Shaft is also a police officer, I think.
Yeah, and he's funky.
He is funky.
Like he's smooth, but
fun
funky.
Fun fact.
So wait, we got Shaft who's smooth, Denzel in the Equalizer who's smooth,
mm-hmm.
Shaft who's funky, and then what's
Keanu Reeves?
What's Keanu, though?
We'll come back to that in a second.
Rock?
Stone? Did you just say rock?
Because we got funk, and we got maybe smooth jazz, who's
W.A.T.
the Equalizer. And then maybe we got soft alternative with Keanu.
I'd say like
89.1 FM.
I'd say like a Dave Matthews Band. Like
that's Hootie.
Rock Bottom off.
God, anyways.
So you said something about
Django?
Yeah.
Unchained.
Django is the, I think, great-great-grandfather of Shaft.
Is that canon?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, because Django in the movie doesn't have... They call him Django Freeman, but that's just a title.
Mm-hmm.
When his wife's name is Hilda von Shaft. So when they get back together, he would take on her last name, Django Shaft.
Wow.
Oh. Yep.
That's pretty crazy.
Yep.
Didn't they recently...
That's crazy.
Well, not super recently, but they had a Shaft 2, right?
I don't know.
Let me look that up real quick.
I thought I heard something about they were going to like remake Shaft or something. Or maybe yeah, Shaft TV series.
2019, John Shaft Jr.
That's weird.
What's his name? Samuel Jackson's in it, too. Mm. And the original Shaft guy. That's awesome.
Nice. I'm going to fire through the rest of this real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy 1 and 2.
And those are both on Disney Plus?
Yes. Captain America 1, 2, and 3.
Oh, man.
Again, all on Disney Plus.
What's your favorite Captain America?
Winter Soldier.
I will agree with you.
Just I like the political
That's the only one I've seen, so
The pacing in it, like, is fantastic. And, yeah. like, as a standalone, out of all the Avenger movies, mm-hmm. as a standalone, like, and not being an Avenger movie, Captain America Winter Soldier is a great movie.
It really is.
I had a great time not having seen any of the other Marvel films.
I love the political espionage angle they took with it. Like, that's my favorite thing. Like, out of all the Avengers movies, they all have, like, this big bombastic thing, right. whereas...
I was gonna say, Civil War is really good, too. What is it? Captain America Civil War?
Yeah.
That one's... But it's not as good as a standalone because of all the characters.
You need to know who these people are.
Yeah, Winter Soldier was like that perfect blend where they introduce everyone. And
they set up Bucky, and then you see Bucky.
Yeah. Next, Pirates of the Caribbean 1, 2, and 3.
And that's on...
Those are Disney on Disney Plus.
The only Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes, I was just about to say, I do not acknowledge 4 and 5.
I also do not acknowledge 4 and 5.
Yeah, it's... Don't get me started on that one.
Barbossa, they nerfed him so much.
Wait, is 5 the one with the guy from Johnny No Country for Old Men?
Yes.
Okay.
Don't watch it.
So I knew there was a 5. I just didn't know it was the 5th one.
Take my advice. If you ever take my advice, it's this. Don't watch it.
Oh, I've seen the CinemaSins.
It's like Men in Black 2, just nothing but the callbacks and... Basically,
it's terrible. Oh, it's nothing like the
Jack Sparrow is
it's
not
just like the Star Wars new trilogy.
Jack Sparrow, Jack Sparrow is better. Not Jack Sparrow in the movie. He's just some drunk idiot.
Mm.
Like I'm just gonna say this on it. In the first 3, Jack Sparrow did things that he was like
secretly smart about.
Yeah, he knew what he was doing. In this one, it's
dumb luck.
It's just dumb luck. He's a savant, basically. He's an idiot savant.
I can relate to that.
No, but I will say, OG Pirates of the Caribbean, very gold.
Oh, they're fantastic. Like,
they get their their criticisms, but I thought those 3 movies were such fantastic movies.
I do when they went to break the curse.
That opening scene of him coming into dock on the mast sinking. That's gold.
Dude, I lost it in the scene where they thought that the curse was broken. They go, well, how do we know it's broken?
Oh,
and then Barbossa just straight shoots that guy, and he's like, hey, it didn't work. Hey, you shot me.
Oh, the guy who said that, remember we seen him in that movie recently?
Yep.
What, the kangaroo movie? With the...
Yes, the Warriors of Virtue.
Warriors of Virtue. And what's that on? Is that on Amazon?
We watched it on YouTube or the Pluto TV app.
That was real bad.
Warriors of Virtue. If you haven't seen
it
is
ridiculous.
It is.
You will have wished you watched it as a child.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles with kangaroos. That's what it is. And also, fantastic performance by the goth villain.
Oh yeah, he was the best part of that whole
Komodo
movie.
Is such a great villain.
And
Komodo needs more recognition.
He outskilled all of them. He was fighting 5 roos.
Fight fire with fire.
And the 5th roo, like, uses special power, and he still beat him. He lost him. Not to ruin anything. Anyways, continue.
Cars 3.
I have not seen a single Cars movie. That's the only Pixar movie I've
ever seen. Cars.
I don't know why I watched Cars 3. I was like, it's here. Okay.
Have you watched all of the Cars?
Yes. I've seen
Would you recommend at least one watch through of them?
All of them, at least once.
Okay.
I don't see why people have a seething hatred for this movie.
Because I've never seen it, so I also don't have like an interest in it. But if it's worth one watch, then I will watch. Because I haven't watched any of them. Those are the last Pixar movies that I've not seen.
So they did this thing where, okay, so. The first one's obviously about Lightning McQueen, all right, the main red race car. And then you get introduced to Mater, the tow truck.
To Mater.
Yeah. And the second one was pretty much solely focused on Mater. and him becoming a spy. Like, Lightning McQueen was in it, but it was mostly about Mater. In the third one, they've kind of pulled that back. Mater's not really in it as much, and it's all about Lightning McQueen again.
Hmm. Didn't they make planes, too?
Yeah, we're not talking about planes.
Oh, good Lord.
By the way, have you heard the conspiracy theory of the extended Pixar universe?
Yeah.
It's insane.
No, it's all one timeline.
Because you could see, like, what is it? What's the robot movie?
Wall-E.
You could see Wall-E in, like, one of the early Toy Stories. Like, before it came out. Like, and he's, like, one of the trash bins.
Oh, no.
Like, there's so many Easter eggs connecting everything. And, like, how the toys come to life. Then that was, like, the start of all the inanimate stuff coming to life and overtaking the humans. So the humans had to, like, go away and Wall-E. Because the Earth was, like, ruined by all the machines.
Mm-hmm.
You're blowing my mind.
It's pretty crazy. And the fact that the Easter eggs, like, sort of...
This connects the universe. This is almost as deep as the Rugrats hidden universe about all of the babies are in Cynthia's mind.
Angelica's mind.
The only real one is Angelica and Susie.
That's really scary as well.
Next, Once Upon a Time in London.
In London.
Terrible movie. Don't watch it. It's on Netflix if you must see it.
Once Upon a Time.
Is that with Owen Wilson?
No. This one's new. This one... There's two rival gangs in London at one point, and
what was that London battle rapper we seen? Pop it, I'll get you in your locket, and I got you in a socket.
I'm looking at them up.
Anyways. I know it's a terrible movie. However, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is an okay movie. I don't see what people see
are they
that
connected
movie.
At all.
No, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is Quentin Tarantino.
Gotcha.
It's a good movie. It's a Tarantino movie. I don't see, like, everybody's like, oh my God, this is the best work yet. I don't see it, personally.
I remember I got it spoiled. I was in Chicago.
Unknown P is that guy's name.
Unknown P. Battle rapper. British.
Real funny.
Anyways.
Next, Z. Terrible movie. Terrible horror movie. Don't watch it. Z. It's about this kid with an imaginary friend.
Or Zed for you Canadians.
Yeah. It's a movie about an imaginary friend that this kid has that haunts his mom. Dumb. Don't watch it. Watch this, though. The Ring versus The Grudge.
Oh, my God.
That is the best thing ever.
You want to know how they pitched that movie? They were all, like, doing dubious things and... They're like, dude.
There was a vapor in the room.
Dude, you know how scary The Ring is? Yeah. And you know how scary The Grudge is? What if we had them fight each other?
Dude, that would probably be scarier than both those movies.
Dude, you're blowing my mind, dude.
Wait, how do we make them fight? What if, like, one girl had the curse of the house and the other girl had the curse from the video and they, like, went in the same place and got both cursed? Like dual cursed.
What if they watch the video in The Grudge?
People listening to this, that is literally how this happens.
It's the same.
That is literally how that happens.
Too bad we're not stoners in California.
Right.
So
the same vein of Freddy versus Jason. Alien versus Predator.
I've never laughed at a movie so hard, dude. Next. Godzilla, King of Monsters.
Oh, what is that on Amazon?
Yeah, I love that movie, dude.
I want to see it so bad.
I love that movie.
I love Godzilla. I fall asleep now to Futurama.
Mm-hmm.
I used to fall asleep.
Yongari?
To old Godzilla movies. And Yongari. Yongari was also a fantastic ripoff. But yeah, I want to see this movie so bad.
So
Millie
good.
Bobby Brown, right? Isn't it?
Yeah, I love that movie. Three from Hell. It's a continuation on House of a Thousand Corpses and Devil's Rejects.
Did you rent it?
Yeah. It was not worth it.
Is that the final or the third?
The last one so far. I hope they don't make more because it was not good.
Oh, dude, Rob Zombie.
I loved House of a Thousand Corpses.
I love his, like, aesthetic choices. I hate his wife as an actress.
Yeah, she's not good.
I hate her as an actress.
I'll give it this. She was good in this one. She was real good in this one.
Did she play a dumb bimbo white woman?
Psychotic.
She's only good at that one role.
She's like, this is probably her best one. I hate it.
I love that country music. This made me think of it. Country music, men singing country music. Got my truck and my beer and my dog, and then women country music. I literally want to kill my husband.
Next, Hole in the Ground.
Hole in the Ground.
Hole in the Ground by the people that made Hereditary, which is also on this list, which I'll get to in a second.
Wait, the same people who made Hereditary? A12
or A24. Yep.
What?
This one was not as good, but the ending kind of got to you a little bit. I'm not going to spoil it just in case anybody wants to watch, because it's a decent watch. I didn't personally think it was great.
I definitely want to. Said it's on Netflix?
No, that one, again, all these I had to rent. I'm just going to jump to Hereditary. That messed me up. I watched Hereditary for the first time.
That is a scary movie.
That movie messed me up, like, for real. Super I think what scary. What got me, the two parts that got me were, I can't say the second part because it's a spoiler, but the first part where you see her mother in the shadows.
Mm-hmm. Oh, when the light turns off
in the
light,
room. When the light turned, that got to me.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Like, they do it so subtle in that movie, and they don't make big gripes about, oh, she's in the corner. Like, there's no music or no nothing.
I hate it.
The light just turns off, and you're thinking to yourself, is there a woman in that corner? There's no scary music, but there's a woman in that corner.
Yep. I hate, they show the woman, and then, it cuts, and then it goes back, and she's gone, and like, oh.
And you don't know
it,
right? Also, what sent chills down my spine? So stupid, but that every time that sent shivers down my spine. I'm like,
I didn't understand oh, she has a clicking sound, but I had no idea that they were going to incorporate it like they did.
Yeah,
like,
dude, that
it surprised me the stuff that they incorporated in the beginning.
The son, the brother,
yes,
his acting, like when the thing happened in the car, when that happened and he was just broken, I was like, oh my God, I feel that.
That's the one part of the movie that feels the most bogus to me. Like, I can understand the broken part and the slow drive off, but to just get home and go to bed, that was like unreal. I was like,
he was broken. Like, at that point, he was broken. And the mom, when the mom was crying, that hurt me.
Dude, it's blood-curdling scream.
Yeah, that
she
that
felt
part,
pain at some point because that was pain.
Yeah, that part hurt
great
me.
Job.
Untouchables, which is a super old movie about Capone. Really good movie. It's still a great movie.
Speaking
with Sean
Connery. Speaking of, are you guys excited for Capone? With
I heard it was a boo boo.
It's not.
Boo-boo?
It's
is it out yet?
I don't know if it's out, but it's not what everybody thinks it is. That's the issue. People are hearing Capone, and they're thinking it's a movie about Al Capone as Al Capone, the King of Chicago.
What are we just getting his home life?
We're getting
like the post stuff.
Yeah, we're getting him outside of prison when I think it was syphilis that he had.
Some of those.
Yeah, whatever. I forgot what disease he had, but it
probably
was rotting
syphilis.
His brain.
Oh, like, syphilis rots your brain. It was
the brain.
I got syphilis too. It was syphilis.
You heard it first.
You heard it here first. We didn't
edit that out. Edit that out.
Old but, Skyler.
Yeah, like you get.
I got to put it on all my shows.
That's what
now.
People aren't expecting that part of his life. They're expecting the King of Chicago part.
The Sausage King of Chicago.
Yeah, right? There you go.
No, but I will say it does look good. I do want to see it. Now that you said that, I will go in with lower expectations.
What's the guy's name? Hardy?
Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy.
Yeah. Real good
played
actor.
Played Bane. Inception.
Yeah, I was going to say Bane.
The Dirt movie with all the sand.
Dune?
No.
I don't know, man.
You know, with Mel Gibson. All the sand, post-apocalyptic world.
You lost me.
Apocalyptica?
No. Mad Max.
Mad Max,
Yeah.
You know.
Fury Road. So, there's also... That's the end of my movie list. There's a short, 15, 20-minute, video that I actually want to bring up because they have a lot of, shorts on Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm.
almost none of them are worth talking about.
Except that rat movie, like Ratatouille, but it's like...
Ratatouing?
Ratatouing! It's Ratatouing! No!
Ratatouing is the name of the episode. There it is.
There
Ratatouing, streaming part three. Ratatouing.
Ratatouing.
Anyways. So yeah, like...
That's a real movie. Ratatouing is real.
I will say the time is getting up. Ratatouing. This is it. This is the payoff. The name of this whole show.
Ratatouing.
Ratatouing.
It's
you thought we were going to talk about Avatar The Last Airbender on Netflix. Great watch.
It's 45 minutes of give my compliments to the chef.
I don't know. Oh, it's okay, it's Ratatouille. Ratatouing is on, what is it, on Amazon or something?
I don't know.
Ratatouing is Ratatouille, except...
PS1 graphics.
PS1 graphics. If they had to make Ratatouille in a day, animation, editing, voiceover, story, everything. You had to write Ratatouille.
If all they had was the characters of rats, humans, tables, and chairs, this is the movie.
By the way, I'm not even going to get into it, but I will say that the kitchen makes me so mad because they're not cooking anything.
It's a huge pot.
It's just a cauldron. A rat mixing up a cauldron. Ratatouille.
There's so many more of
those. Isn't
there
a bee movie, too?
There's so many
other
ones.
There's one about bees.
There's
a car knockoff.
A Car's Life is what it's called.
Boom.
Wait, hold on.
What's that movie called? A Car's Life?
Wait, hold on.
That's how they
get
them.
Wait. There's a Car's Life. There's an Ant's Life. There is Chopkick Panda. There is What's Up? The Little Panda Fighter. There's a whole rabbit hole we can go down.
I was
going to
say, that's me remembering these movies. Like, what was that one? Ratatouille?
Oh, my gosh.
It's garbage.
I feel like you would have to... How did they get Ratatouille? Did someone fat finger Ratatouille? Like, and was like, that's it. How do we spell Ratatouille wrong? Ratatouille. That's coming up the most. That's what we're naming the movie. Mm.
It's like they try to re-upload different versions of Ratatouille by slowly taking stuff out until it wasn't flagged for copyright. Like, that's what these movies are.
It's like a carbon copy if someone stepped all over it.
It is just
ran it through the mud.
It's the wood cutout of this movie. Anyway,
the lo-fi version of Ratatouille.
Ratatouille. And you have been listening to Region Nerd Alert on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. Thank you so much. Obviously, there's tons of things that are out, constantly coming out. But we've told you the ones that we've talked about.
Warriors of Virtue.
Warriors of Virtue. Ratatouille. There you go.
Look them up.
I'm Jose.
I'm Mike.
Skyla.
Look them up, son. There's stuff.
We're on social media. I'm at Olatho Von Allier, Olathoe Vonallye.
And then just...
Big boy, 3 C's, 3 I's.
I was like, you could just type in Mike in Google and I think you pop up.
Oh, I'm like the 10 trillionth result.
All right, and thank you for listening to Region Nerd Alert, and thank you for nerding out. Catch us on Spotify, Google, iTunes, Apple
NPR
Play,
One app.
And the NPR One app. I'm Jose, and Grimes and Elon Musk renamed their baby.
Is that name uploader? Name patch?
Name patch. Thank you, and goodbye.
Bye.